Rama Rama Hare Hare. Trinadapi Sunichena Taradiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamaiva Kivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. My personal goal in life is to be always able to chant the holy name of God, because I understand and I am convinced that there is no other way for salvation, liberation, happiness, perfection, other than this chanting of the name of God. To do that, I must always, always, always remain meek and humble. I must be more tolerant than a tree. I must give all respects to others, because Krishna is sitting in your heart. And I should not at any time desire others to glorify or praise me. If I have this mentality, then it'll always be easy for me to chant the holy name. Let's all do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So I've been given the assignment to talk about the Govardhan Leela, and I was given the added assignment to ask lots of questions. So it just so happens that 2 weeks ago, I was in Philadelphia, and I got to attend a couple of classes by my godbrother, Bhakti Marg Swami, who has the most unique, interesting way of giving classes. Now, I can't do everything that he does, but I'm going to incorporate part of his style. Watch what I do. Are you ready to participate? All right. Giri Govardhan Ki. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read and then I'm going to stop. You fill in the blanks. This also is a good way for you to pay attention, and even the young children can participate. Lord Sri Krishna crushed the pride of Indra. Yeah, you got to say it loud so it gets on the tape. Okay. By prohibiting what? What did Krishna prohibit? Yes, a sacrifice, good. Intended for him and initiating a substitute sacrifice in worship of Govardhan Hill, not Krishna. Although Krishna did assume, anyway, that's coming. When Sri Krishna saw the cowherd men busily preparing for a sacrifice to Indra, he inquired about it from Nanda Maharaj. Did you know that? Oh, I don't have my bell. Wait, I got to get my bell. That makes it even... This is my unique thing that Bhadri Narayan said is approved. So it's GBC approved. Here we go. Very good. Now we're in school. Okay, Nanda explained that Indra gives what? Ah, good. That's what Bhakti Marg does. He does all these gestures. I'll try to do what I can. I can't beat him. He's too good. And enables all living entities to maintain their lives. And therefore, this sacrifice would be executed to satisfy Indra. Krishna responded. Now, keep in mind now, Krishna spoke to Nanda a certain philosophy. Krishna says, living entities take their birth according to karma. Yes. Does anybody know the name of the philosophy Krishna espoused? It's one of the six Vedic philosophies. You said it. Karma Mimamsa. Yeah, don't be shy. If you know it, go for it. Because Krishna is marking down how many answers you get right. Karma Mimamsa. Okay? It is because of karma alone that living entities take their birth, experience varieties of two things. We experience what?
Happiness
and distress. And distress. Very good. Do you like it? Better than a lecture, right? Where everybody falls asleep. That's what I learned from him. And then give it up as the karma pertaining to it runs out. Why does karma run out? Why does karma run out? What's that?
When you die.
No, but I'm asking, why does it? Okay. Because it's not eternal. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are five subject matters, and Prabhupada writes in the introduction, four of them are eternal. God's eternal, the living entity's eternal, time's eternal, and material nature is eternal. But karma is not. Thank God. If karma was eternal, then you'd be stuck, right? If you've made one mistake, you'll be stuck with that forever. So it's Krishna's mercy that karma is temporary. It whether it's good or bad, at some point it runs out. And Prabhupada gives the idea of a fan. So when the fan's plugged in, your karma is running. When the fan is unplugged, it still runs, but because it's unplugged, eventually it's going to stop. So when you surrender to Krishna and become a devotee, you have unplugged the fan of karma reactions and eventually you're free. Shall we continue? Okay. Karma alone is our enemy, our friend, our guru, and our Lord. And Indra could do nothing to alter the happiness and distress of everyone, for everyone is tightly bound by his karmic reactions. The material modes of?
Nature.
Oh, good, good. But what are the three modes?
Goodness, passion, ignorance.
Whoa. Your studies now are coming to light here. Good. Bring about, okay. So the mode of passion brings about what? The creation. The mode of goodness is for? Not destruction. Maintenance. And the mode of ignorance is for destruction. Okay? Who's in charge of the mode of passion? Just say it.
Lord Brahma.
Lord Brahma. Who's in charge of the mode of ignorance? Who's in charge of the mode of goodness?
Vishnu.
Very good. The clouds give forth rain when they are impelled by what mode? The clouds give off rain,
passion,
yes. And the cowherders prosper by protecting the cows. Furthermore, the cowherders prosper, proper residence is in the forest and hills. And therefore, Krishna said, you should worship what three things instead of Indra? What should cowherders do? They should worship cows? Brahmins, hey, you're sharp today. All right. Yes, that's the whole idea. Instead of worshiping Indra. After Krishna spoke, he arranged for the cowherd men to worship Govardhan Hill with what paraphernalia? What paraphernalia were they going to use? Because it was part of Krishna's argument. Yes, Krishna's argument, because Nanda said, okay, first we'll worship Indra, and then we'll worship Govardhan Hill. But Krishna says, no. We don't have time for that. We'll take what you were going to use for Indra and worship Govardhan Hill. Now my question is this. There are several answers that are acceptable. Why is Krishna doing this? Why is Krishna doing this? There are several answers. Why is Krishna doing this? Yes! How does he know? Do you read Bhagavatam? Shh, come here. You deserve a blessing. I am. How old are you?
10.
You are good. Excellent. He wanted to make Indra mad. What was another reason he was doing this whole thing? What? Okay, that's good. That ties in with making Krishna, Indra angry. But there's another lesson. Okay, the previous episode was the wives of the Brahmins. Now think about the Brahmins and what they were doing. This ties in with this. What is the another big lesson that Krishna is trying to teach all of us? Not this. Surrender to him. Go on. Yeah, go on. That's only half the answer. He's the supreme, okay, but there's another half. Okay, and who do you usually worship in ritualistic activities? Ah, that was another lesson here. Because that's what the Brahmins were doing. They were doing demigod worship to go to the heavenly planets, whereas the wives had spontaneous love for Krishna, right? And the Brahmins didn't want anything to do with the cowherd boys. So when Krishna saw that his father was also going to worship a demigod, so Prabhupada makes the point, Krishna wanted to stop all this, especially for his devotees, that there's no need for his devotees to worship demigods. They should simply worship him or Krishna, right? Yeah, that's a big, you know, master lesson that this Govardhan Leela teaches. Okay, let's go on. I'm fired up now. You guys got me going. Krishna then assumed a huge, unprecedented, transcendental form and did what to the food? He ate it. He devoured all the food. Okay? Now, what was happening was, What did the residents of Vrindavan do? Krishna assumed a form, right? He showed that I am Govardhan Hill. So what did the Brahmins, the residents of Vrindavan and cows do at this time? They, what? Circumambulating Govardhan Hill, right. And who else was circumambulating? What did you say? Yes. So there was a separate form of Krishna manifesting at Govardhan Hill, and Krishna, being cool, was also circumambulating and bowing down to himself like everybody else. Because what don't the residents of Vrindavan know? Yes, they don't think that Krishna is God, right? That conception is gone. They think Krishna is just their lovable village friend. Everybody loves Krishna. Okay. Krishna proclaimed to the cowherd community that although they had worshipped Indra for so long, what hadn't Indra ever done? In other words, this had been going on year after year. Even though they worshipped Indra, he never did something. What? What's that? No, he gave them rain. Okay, so when Krishna showed that he was Govardhan Hill, right? So that ties into the answer I'm looking. Krishna showed I'm Govardhan Hill. Indra never what? He never appeared in the sacrifice, whereas Govardhan Hill was personally appearing to them when they were worshiping Govardhan Hill. They'd been worshiping Indra for so long, he never came. So that was another point that Krishna made, said, we've been worshiping, he never came, and now Govardhan himself has come because you worshiped him. Okay. And he also ate the foodstuffs. Now, Prabhupada says, let's see if you've read this. What happens if somebody neglects to worship Govardhan Hill? He gets bitten by the snakes. Exactly. Yes. So make sure you do that. All right, that takes care of the first chapter. So, what was Indra's emotional response to what the residents of Vrindavan, what word? He's a genius. Anger is exactly the word I'm looking for. And who is he angry at? Before Indra, before Krishna, he's angry at who? Yeah, and the residents of Vrindavan, good. And what was Indra's retaliation? I can't hear you. Yes. The Sangvartika clouds are clouds of destruction. Very good. Excellent. Now, when Indra called for the clouds of destruction, what was their initial response? Yes, they were apprehensive. They didn't like this idea of their master that they should do this. So what did Indra say to convince them? Krishna did something to make them feel okay about it. Yes. And Indra would ride on what? What's Airavat? His elephant. And what's Indra's weapon? Thunderbolt. And normally it's invincible. What did you say? Well, 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 well. Welcome to the party. Excellent. Okay. Now, how old was Krishna? 7 years old. How many days did Krishna hold up Govardhan Hill? 7 days and seven nights. With what hand, left or right? Left. And how many fingers?
One.
The pinky, right. Okay. Now, actually I'm ahead of myself, but that's okay. Let's see. Indra said, before he sent the clouds of destruction in the, he said that the residents of Vrindavan have become what?
Proud.
And he used another word, something with pride. Intoxicated. They have become intoxicated by pride. And then Indra blasphemed Krishna. What were some of the blasphemous words Indra used describing Krishna? There's several. I don't think he used the word rascal. Okay, generally, I'll give you a hint. When somebody doesn't know something, they are ignorant. So he called Krishna ignorant. If somebody is not special, they are ordinary. And then when we see that somebody uses this too much, we say they are, what was that?
Chatterbox.
Okay, that I'll accept that. Good. Over-talkative. So these, that's good though. It's a synonym. It works. Krishna is going to give you points for that. No, it's okay. So these were some of the words that Indra said about Krishna. And normally these Sanvartaka clouds are used when? I can't hear you, gotta talk loud. Yes, at the annihilation of, because what happens is at the end the sun becomes 12 times hotter, and then after that there are these torrential rains. Okay, good. Now, besides rain, what else did Indra send?
Thunder
and lightning, and what else?
Wind.
One more thing.
Storm.
Yeah, but what are these called? What's that? Hailstones. Yeah, so you guys, you helped him and you finished it. Good. Hailstones. Good. So when this was happening, what did the residents of Vrindavan do? Turn on the television? They used their cell phones. What did the residents of Vrindavan do? They went to Krishna and what? Went for help. So what lesson does that teach us? Was that? Yes, yeah, so if we are in danger, we should also follow in their footsteps and take shelter and pray to Krishna. Right? For instance, you're driving in your car. Somebody cuts you off. Do you say a four-letter word or do you say Hare Krishna? That's a good test of whether or not you take shelter of Krishna. Right? Because you know it happens all the time. Right? Or do you honk your horn? You can honk your horn, but at the same time, Hare Krishna, Hare. It's okay to use your horn, but purify it. Unless you have a horn that says, Hare Krishna. They should make a horn like that, the Krishna horn. Okay, hold on, I gotta fix this. All right, very good. This is the first time I've ever done this, so I think it's working good. Okay. Yes, but hurry so that you don't miss any of the questions. Now, a frog uses a certain thing as his umbrella. What does a frog use as his umbrella? Okay, but this is grosser. A mushroom, right. So, is it difficult for even a child to pick up a mushroom? It's difficult for a child? No, it's easy. What is that example used compared to? A child can easily lift, pick a mushroom. This is compared to? Krishna lift. I want to take you home with me. You are my best student. My God. Yes, exactly. You have done an excellent job with him. You should have 100 more children and train them. Well, that's what Bhaktisiddhanta said. If you can deliver your children, then I'm not telling you to have. I'm just making a joke. But I'm just saying this is a great example. So, what did Indra realize after Krishna was holding up the hill for 7 days? What did Indra realize? He made a mistake. What else did he realize? What else? That Krishna was not an over-talkative, ordinary child. Exactly. Right. So then what did Indra order the clouds to do? Stop. Very good. So, Krishna is holding up the hill for 7 days. Is he struggling? Is it hard for him? Did it shake at all? Yes. once. What made Krishna? He was looking at who? Radharani. What lesson does that teach you? There's a lesson to be learned. What does that show?
Krishna can lose his composure and praise pure love.
What else does that show? Huh? Don't look at women? That would be a good lesson. Okay. I'll accept that one. But in terms of Radha and Krishna, what does that show? In a sense, she's more powerful because Krishna is all powerful, but by what is Radharani strong, buff arms, and how is she more powerful? Her love. Yes, because we learn that Krishna is ajita, unconquerable, but the only thing more powerful than Krishna is love of Krishna, and Radharani is the personification of pure love of Krishna. Yes. There's another story where this is the same point is illustrated. One time, Krishna was hiding from the gopis, and Krishna manifested what? Yes. He manifested a four-armed Narayan Vishnu form. When the gopis approached where Krishna was in the bushes and they saw that it was Narayan, what did the gopis do? What is that? Yes, they paid their obeisances and then said what? Yes, where's Krishna? Just see the gopis. One-track mind. Oh, Jai Narayan.
Oh, they will.
Where's Krishna? Yes. Okay. What happened? Now, remember, Krishna is showing two extra arms. What happened when Radharani then came? He couldn't keep up the two extra. He tried, but not possible. He melted in front of Krishna. And yes, don't look at women. Very good. Because what? Men are what? Butter and women, and women are? Fire. Yes. That's something you're going to have to learn. Okay? Not now, when you get older. Your day is coming. Excellent. So far, so good? You catching on what we're doing tonight? Yes, I call this the Bharti Marg Marg. Okay. Now, when the rain stopped, the hail stopped, the lightning, and it's also very cold. It was because of the hail also, and the wind, it was very cold. It was like freezing. So when it was all done, what did Krishna tell the residents of Vrindavan? Go where? Yeah, and go where? Go home, right. It's over. You can all go home now. But before they went home, what did they do? What do you do when you see someone that you love? Huh? You embrace. They embrace Krishna because they love Krishna. Yeah, somebody you love, yeah, you might pay obeisance, but generally, somebody you love, no, you embrace them. I mean, do you get up in the morning, my dear wife, please accept? I don't, maybe you do. I mean, that's nice if you do, but I don't think that's what most people do. Please accept my humble. I don't think you. All right, another question. Okay. Okay, now at this time, when the hill is put down, the sun is shining, the demigods in heaven, what did they do?
Showered flowers,
right. All right, let's go now to the next chapter. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
At this point, the other cowherd men came to a realization. After seeing this, what did the cowherd men realize? A little more than that. What are they starting to think? Yes, that he's, it looks like he's God. It looks like your son, Krishna, he's not an ordinary. And then they told Nanda Maharaj, now we understand because, all right, when Krishna was like a month or two old, what did he do? Putana. What did he do with Putana? Killed her. Right. Okay. And what else did they do? Okay. Does it say here? Well, it doesn't give much. All right. They also mentioned a demon that took Krishna high in the sky and fell down dead. Trinavarta. And then the cowherd men said, and yes, that there was poison in the Yamuna. What did Krishna do? Was that? First he had to do something. He drank the poison of the Yamuna? Who was in the Yamuna? Kaliya. Danced on him. That dancing was actually what? A what? Yeah, but for Kaliya, how is it appearing? Yeah, it's hurting him. Punishment. Normally we go to a dance, it's not anyone's being punished. But Kaliya, his head is being... He's almost dying. Who saved Kaliya? His wives. That's embarrassing. Right? If you're a tough, big person and your wife's the one who saves your life, it's kind of embarrassing. Okay? And what did Krishna do and what did he tell Kaliya? I can't hear you. Kaliya can stay in the Yamuna? Yes. Leave with your wives. Right. Where did he go? Where? He went somewhere. We have a temple there. Fiji. That's where he went. Fiji. Can't stay in the Yamuna. Okay? Then the cowherd men also said that Krishna caused Balaram to kill two demons. What two demons did Balaram kill? Dainakasura and Palamba. I love being surrounded by knowledgeable Krishnaites. Very good. This is a rare treat for me. People who know Krishna Leela properly. Jai. Good. So, the cowherd men then had some bewilderment that they're seeing that Krishna and Balaram have done all this stuff. They're doubtful why Krishna took birth. How? Okay. Those of you who read Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says Krishna usually, his avatars, usually appear in what family? That's no, a caste. Caste. No. Kshatriya. Sometimes as a Brahmin, right? But where do you hear that God appears as a Vaishya? Right? That's the third. Usually the Kshatriyas and Brahmins, their upper Vaishyas are like, okay. So the cowherd men are thinking, how is this Krishna has taken birth in a cowherd community? That's like not very considered socially up. It's like the bottom of of the higher classes. Okay. So when the cowherd men were saying all of this about Krishna, Nanda then told them something that he was told. Who told Nanda previously something about Krishna? In other words, Nanda was told something years prior, and now everybody is starting to see it. Who's that? Right. What did Garga Muni do? Right. So what was the... what? Garga Muni came to do what ceremony?
Name-giving.
And where was it done? Yes, in the cowshed. Why? Why was it done in the cowshed? Was that? Yes. In other words, they wanted to do it private, not big. Do a big, big thing, and they were afraid of Kamsa. So Garga Muni said many things. Garga Muni said that this Krishna was previously whose son? It's really, it was like a big hint, but Nanda Maharaj didn't get it. Garga Muni said that previously your son was somebody else's son who Nanda knows very well. Yes. Vasudev. They're like brothers. Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj are very intimate. They're like brothers. So Garga Muni said, oh, your child was previously Vasudev's son. So that was like a hint by Garga Muni. But of course, Nanda Maharaj didn't catch. But for Garga Muni, it was like, hello. But so he said, and he appeared in three other colors. What were they? Yellow? No. White?
Blue now.
Blue now, but yellow, he said. You're missing the second one. Red. White, red, and then according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Garga Muni was so excited, he was describing the next one, Lord Chaitanya, yellow or golden. Right. Now he was appearing in what color? Blue, black, whatever way you want to look at it. Okay. So since he had originally appeared as the son of Vasudev, one of his names is Vasudev. Everybody say?
Vasudev.
Right. And Garga Muni said, how many names does Krishna have? Infinite. Very good. Innumerable names. Very good. Garga Muni also said that he knows something that most people don't know. Meaning, Garga Muni said, I know all about your son and other people don't know. Because Garga Muni is a great Brahmin, he's a mystic. So, and he could see by doing the horoscope and by meditation, he could see who this Krishna, who Nanda Maharaj thinks is his son, but is it actually his son? Is Krishna actually Nanda Maharaj's son? What's the proof? What's the proof that that Krishna is not really Nanda Maharaj's son? What's the proof? What happened? Yes, the babies were switched because Yashoda gave birth to a girl. And when Kamsa heard the girl crying when the babies were switched, Kamsa tried to what? Was that? Tried to kill her. What did the child do? And she assumed what form? Durga. And called Kamsa a rascal. Yes. Okay, let's go. Okay. Garga Muni also said that Krishna would prevent all sorts of catastrophes in Gokula and spread unlimited auspiciousness and increase their ecstasy. And he said, Gargamuni said, as the demons can never defeat the demigods, because why can't the demons ever defeat the demigods? Because they have... Who always helps the demigods? Vishnu or Narayan. So Gargamuni was making a comparison that since the demons can never defeat the demigods because Vishnu is on their side, therefore, Gargamuni said, anyone who loves Krishna, what? What happens to that person? Yes, they're never defeated. So we should take advice from Gargamuni that because we are taking shelter of Krishna, this is what Gargamuni is saying. Just as the demigods can never be defeated by the demons because Lord Vishnu, devotees who are, he said, devotees who are attached to your son will never be defeated. And what verse in Bhagavad Gita confirms what Gargamuni is saying? What's the line in the ninth chapter? No, ninth chapter. Declare it boldly, what? What's the line? Kaunteya, what? Prati, janihi, na, and nobody knows this line? Na me bhakta pranashiti. You must have heard that line in Bhagavad Gita. Come on, every Indian knows that line in Bhagavad Gita. I know, you're just bewildered by my mystic potency. Okay. And what lila, apart from Krishna, this line where Krishna tells Arjuna, declare boldly, my devotee is never vanquished. There's a lila in the Bhagavatam which exemplifies that. What lila am I thinking of? Prahlad. Because what? No matter what Hiranyakashipu did, what happened? He was saved. Nothing happened to Prahlad. Whether it was the snakes thrown off the cliff, feet of an elephant, fed poison, put in a pot of oil, right? And trying to pierce his body, nothing happened to Prahlad. So we should try to become like Prahlad. So we get the full insurance policy of Krishna. Discount, double check. But you have to what? You have to fully surrender. Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Prahlad's mother, did she fully surrender? I know she went back to God because the generation.
Did she surrender to who? What are you talking about? Did she surrender?
Did she surrender to Krishna or follow the devotional path?
There's only one thing, because Narada said that Prahlad was saying when he was telling his class friends that Narada was speaking to Prahlad in the womb, but he said his mother didn't get it. So I can't see any reference there. Prahlad is telling his classmates, Narada spoke to me in the womb with my mother, but he said, but my mother, for so many reasons, didn't pick up on it. So I doubt it. All right, we've got one more. Okay, so Gargamuni said finally to Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj is telling this, that after all is said and done, your son Krishna is just like who? Yeah, can you give me a name?
Narayan,
exactly. Pretty much, he said, your son is just like Narayan. All right. So now we go to the final chapter. All right. You guys enjoying this? It's okay? All right. You think so? All right. I'll do it when you come. You come, I will do. Fair enough? We got a deal? All right, here we go. So, from the heavenly planets, two personalities came down to see Krishna. They were Indra and Asurabhi cow. Very good. And Indra and the Asurabhi cow did something that we do in the temple. Well, what do we call that? Abhishek, the bathing ceremony. And the Asurabhi cow bathed Krishna in milk. And the Indra bathed him with what? What's that? Ganges water. Where was the Ganges water? Elephant's trunk. It was in his trunk. Okay, very good. All right. Now, when Indra came to see Krishna, what did Indra do? Was that? He offered prayers, not just obeisances. He offered a bunch of prayers. What was the mood of Indra's prayers? Reverence. What else?
Surrender.
Good. Something that I did at the beginning of the class. His mood was humble. And he begged what? Forgiveness. After all, he did a lot of nonsense. When you do nonsense, you have to beg forgiveness. Yes. Now, after Indra offered his prayers, what did Krishna, several answers, what did Krishna tell Indra? Many things. Just give me one thing Krishna told Indra. Don't be puffed up. Very good. What else did he tell him? Ooh, you get your powers from me. What else did Krishna say? Something that is good for all of us.
He can go back to his original place.
Yes, you can go back and be Indra.
Be humble.
Don't be proud. Good. But something that he told Indra that we should also, because we're not going to go to Indra, so something that's practical for us. Okay. What? I don't think he said it here. He might have, but no, here's the main thing. Krishna told Indra, look, I can take away anybody's opulence at any time. Okay? So that's something that's important for us. We should not get intoxicated or puffed up with our opulence, whatever it may be. We should always remember, at any time, Krishna can rescind the license. I'm revoking your license. Okay? And why would Krishna do that to somebody? Why would Krishna take away someone's opulence? Yes, to teach them a lesson. Very good. Okay? Very good. Now, the final question. Are you ready?
That was to teach him a lesson, but didn't he get in trouble more and more after?
Okay, we'll go there. Wait, we'll talk about that. So, at this time, after the bathing ceremony, Krishna was officially, because he always has his names, but in terms of the drama, the Leela, this is when Krishna gets a special name.
Govinda.
Govinda. Very good. Excellent. Give yourselves a hand. You did excellent. Okay. So, did Indra learn his lesson?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. And here's the story. So once upon a time, Indra asked Krishna to get for him and his mother some things that were stolen by the demon Bhaumasura. Yes, the one that had the 16,100 princesses, right? And Bhaumasura had stolen something from Aditi, I think earrings, some earrings and some other things. So when Krishna killed Bhaumasura, he took those things and brought them back to Indra. First question, who accompanied Krishna on Garuda to go see Indra? Satyabhama. Satyabhama has what kind of personality?
Not envy, but you're
getting there. Rukmini has what kind of temperament? Rukmini. Yes, submissive. But Satyabhama is, the word is feisty. In other words, she's not this, oh yes, Prabhu. No, she's always giving Krishna a hard time. Okay? Because Satyabhama is directly the expansion of Radharani, who is also, she's a left-wing gopi. Okay? So she's also, Radharani is also contrary, feisty, always putting up all these roadblocks in front of Krishna. Whereas Rukmini is the expansion of Chandravali, the right-wing gopi, and she is also very submissive to Krishna, and Krishna easily bamboozles her so that he can be with Radharani. Because Krishna likes feisty Radharani more. Take it up with Krishna. Okay? So when you get married, you may get a feisty wife or you may get a submissive wife. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. Okay. So Krishna went to the heavenly planets with who? Satyabhama. And Krishna had promised Satyabhama something back in Dwaraka. What did Krishna promise Satyabhama? Why did she want the Parijata flower? Yes, Rukmini. I don't know if Krishna gave her, but she had gotten the Parijata flower, which only grows in the heavenly planets. And so what was Satyabhama's feelings ever since Rukmini got the Parijata flower? Jealous, yes. You're bewildering me. Jealous, right. So when they went to the heavenly planets, what did Krishna do? He picked up a tree, not just a flower. He told Satyabhama, well, I want you to have a flower every day. So he picked up the whole tree. What happened then? Yes, Indra became policeman. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Now just see. Krishna has killed Bhaumasura, brought back the things that Bhaumasura had stolen, and just see Indra's reaction. Just see how he shows his gratitude to Krishna. So, what did Indra and Krishna do? They had a fight. Who won?
Krishna.
Of course, he's Ajita. But Shukadeva Goswami makes a point of this. He makes a commentary that Indra was simply self-centered. He was only concerned, Krishna did this for me. Thank you, Krishna. I'll go home. Krishna wanted a tree. Generally, if somebody does something for you, you show some gratitude. But Indra, so yes, he didn't learn his lesson because he was still self-centered. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. All right.